back once again, College of St. Mary's. She completed her everything here at McCook Community College, transferred down there to Omaha in the just after Christmas. You got a spring semester in with College of St. Mary's, and you had a chance to get with the team and going through spring ball, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was be able to practice with them and to lift with them a little bit. I really love their lifting program because we have a training coach down there. He really knows what he's doing. And with practicing as well, it gives me good insight of what I look forward to next semester during official season.
Exactly right. It was kind of good to get associated with that team. You'll be ready to go when fall gets here. You know all the girls. Probably don't know all the recruits coming in yet, but neither does anybody else. But it just gives you a little foot in the door type of deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, and recruit and I actually had a lot of talks of what to expect coming in and the recruits coming in and what their positions are. And we actually have quite a bit of transfers coming in that I've already talked to. So that's already great of building relationships off the get-go.
Now, last year, College of St. Mary's, which is a team that's in the GPAC conference, the likes of Midland and Concordia and Doan and Hastings and Dort and teams like that, and I know you and I have talked to Coach Pruitt, and I'm sure you talked to him a lot more. College of St. Mary's wasn't the greatest. It was a good season, but it could have been better.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, actually, we had so many talks this year because I was also wanting to talk about the culture. We're in a refining culture right now of talking about what to fix and bringing in new girls and how to bring in great culture. And so because they're a nationally ranked team before, it's just that last year was just they were a decent team. But like Rick Bruce said, we've been a nationally ranked team for several years in a row, and we just need to get back on track. And I really do believe that we can get right back on track easily if we just fix those things.
I think they had a couple of injuries, too, that really kind of played a part in that as well. So it just wasn't a typical season for them. They've been 20 match wins after, you know, each and every year after that, before that, I should say. So just a little bit different.
Yeah, I think just with a couple injuries, I just had to bring in a couple girls, switch different positions every now and then. But other than that, no, I think it would be easy fix to get right back on top of the 20-win season mark.
Now, as far as returnees back, once again, coming off last season, they do have some return. They graduated quite a few upperclassmen, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I actually didn't see a lot of the graduating just because they were already graduating, but I was working with a lot of returners that are in my grade. So, I mean, it was great to see quite a bit of girls that I will be able to play with until I graduate. So that's great to see.
You bet. I know they got Coach's daughter, Ellen Pruitt, is libero that's back for him.
Yeah, and I love her so much. I mean, we basically have been in the same situation of a coach, like a parent being a coach, and it was like her and I, we click because we know everything about it, and we have the same intensity, the same culture of like how we want to make the culture great. And we're just, you know, we just communicate great to each other.
Exactly right. You did get a couple of spring matches in at home, just played the two. We had a chance to go down and watch that. It was kind of a weird night because it was on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you had some girls that had class that night, so they might have had a chance. Really, I think you had a couple of girls didn't play at all, then you had maybe a girl that played one match had to go to class. So
yeah.
You kind of really had to do some adjusting, didn't you?
Yeah, well, the first match we played against Midland, and actually we played really well based off of points. We basically won that match, and that was when we had everybody. But then afterwards we played Iowa Western for the third time for me. But there was a couple of girls I had to leave because of class, in which really I thought they could be exempted from it. But anyways, I understand. But we just had to move around some people. We played okay against that match. Really, I thought was the match that I worried about the most was against Midland, since they're in the same conference as us, and what we should expect against them next year.
Now, you're going to be fighting with against some other girls for playing time because, again, you want to be a sixth rotation player, don't you?
Yeah, and there's, like, we're heavily relied on the pin positions this year. There's a lot of pins positions this year, so it's going to be a battle to get a spot, but I'm prepared to bring on that challenge.
Yeah, some of these freshmen coming in are gonna, hey, they're not just gonna come in to set the bench. They want to play, don't they?
Oh yeah. And that's when it's like, hey, just play your game. Like, obviously no spot's guaranteed, but he knows how I play, and he's like, hey, just bring that when it comes to preseason, and we'll go from there.
All right, so home on break for a couple of months, workouts, you've already got that. They give you stuff to do and hit the weight room and just keep yourself in shape, don't you?
Yeah, our program is a lot of weightlifting, four times a week, and obviously open gym, but that's in Omaha, so I'd have to get ball touches by myself. But I'm really excited to see what I can work with this summer, and especially since I will be working with the girls this summer of coaching and a little bit of private lessons there. So I think that would be great opportunity for me to grow from that.
And of course, looking forward to a big event here at the Wild West All-Star Volleyball Games are in June, and you and I know Coach Evie, who is here working at Ember's Bakery, and Coach Vic are all, by the way, those Coach Haley Coops' assistant coaches for the volleyball season. They've got three teams. You guys are all head coaches of each team.
Yeah, we are, and it was a great opportunity. I mean, I didn't really expect it. I just got texted one day that I got asked to coach it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a great opportunity for me to have, especially coaching. I've had club coaching experience from younger girls, like freshmen, but now it's actual high school graduates mm-hmm. I'm going up. So I think it'll be a really great experience for me to have.
Yep, should be a lot of fun. June 19th or something like that. I texted him because he wanted to know the date on that. But it's in June. It's on 22nd. At the Saturday, right?
I think it's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. Yep, Sunday afternoon. Okay, at the Graphics Event Center. We'll be talking about that as it gets closer. But yeah, all around girls from Chase County to Arapahoe, all up and down the highway. Selected seniors that had just graduated, and so a lot of fun for that.
Yeah, and I already got the roster for everything, the tentative, what to set up. The really crazy fact is we practice the same day as we play. So, yeah. I mean, it's morning practice, then we have a team activity, and then we play. So, I mean, it's crunch time and what rotations you want to get in, but I think it will be a great challenge to have.
It's an all-star game.
Yeah, it's an all-star game, but I think it's really fun to like do last-minute decisions of what you could do with rotations and the competitiveness of the game.
What's really kind of funny about the whole thing is our good buddy Bob Gulkey. Of course, you know Bob. Bob is here this morning. We're giving Caitlin a little static because Bob is going to be one of the officials. I don't know if he's a chair official. I bet he's up top of the chair official.
So.
Already has told you that. What did he talk about? Do you tell me? What did he tell you this morning?
Oh my gosh. He was just giving me crap. He's like, you better be on your best behavior or else I'll give you a yellow card. And I was like, hey, now.
You have to mow his lawn for the next month. Is that right?
I don't know. You didn't specifically say. Like, it could be the rest of summer, to be honest. But I said, hey, I will.
One peep over there, and the card is coming out.
Yeah.
Bob, just kidding.
At least we are.
But that's going to be a great experience for you.
Yeah,
no question.
Will. I'm very excited for it.
You bet. Otherwise, you know darn well it's going to be a fast summer, a couple of months, and you're right back here. It's going to be the end of July, early August, and you have to report back when?
So really, we have to report back August 3rd and then August 4th. We have a little team gathering, and then August 5th is the actual day we start preseason. And we only have, I think, a week and a half to 2 weeks before we leave for Florida.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a pretty big deal going to Florida, huh?
NAIA made a new rule that we could start earlier than what we expected. And so we decided to go down to Florida from August 12th to 17th, play down at West Palm Beach. It's called the Kaiser Tourney, I think. And big tournament. We're going to go play down there. And so, yeah, I'm really excited.
I bet you are.
Because really, I never had this opportunity to play down in Florida, especially.